Crossroads Diaries, a 19-year-old's Vietnam journey. It's a mixture of poetry, pictures, Bible scriptures, and musical lyrics. But most of all, it is the innermost feelings of a young man who wanted to go out in a blaze of glory.
The Crossroads Diaries, January 10th, the home front. We are out on another operation near Snoopy's Nose. The Army has been involved in a rather substantial battle for several hours. Last report said there were approximately 10 Army soldiers who have lost their lives and another 32 have been wounded. A couple of VC tried to put mines in front of our landing craft as we were beaching our troops. This time they were captured and lived. I think I'll write a letter home but not mention anything about this operation. It would probably upset the home front. The home front is now going back to our home on Sebastian instead of that newer home by Rubidoux High School. The new one is nice, but the old one is way better.
January 10th. Dear family, hi. What wonderful news to hear about the move. I can't wait to get back to that house. I might even live at home for the rest of my life. Thank you for the McGregor's newsletter. And John, thanks ever so much for the Reader's Digest subscription. The whole crew is happy about that. I have enclosed an article on a car I'm most interested in buying. If the Toyota dealer has any more information on it, I would greatly appreciate having it. If you ever get around to sending me a package, be sure to include some instant iced tea with lemon already added. Some pocketbooks would be nice too. Palm Church is sending the weekly paper, and other mail is coming in pretty often. I can't really tell yet how long it takes for a letter to arrive because we're out on operation so much, but I think it takes about 5 days. Say, remember the girls I met the weekend of the reunion at Nadine's? One of them has been writing quite a bit. She's pretty nice. I can't think of much more to say, so I'll close. Bye for now. Love, Tom.
Okay, so I absolutely love it that you want to live at home for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
I mean, after the quarters that you've been living in and the, you know, those conditions, I'm sure home and for the rest of your life sounds great.
Right then and there. It definitely does.
Right then and there.
Yeah.
And I think about kind of the changes. Today, it is not uncommon for kids in their 20s to be living at home.
You think?
Yeah. This I know.
Yes.
And to have, you know, that was less common in the 60s and 70s, wasn't it? To be of that age and living in a home?
It was a big deal to get out from underneath the parents. Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
To get out on your own. You weren't an adult until you could get out on your own.
Right. Comparatively speaking, because you understand finances, it's hard right now for this generation to get out of the home because financially.
It probably is a lot tougher. I think
it's a struggle.
Life, in a sense, was simpler back in those days. The income wasn't that good, as we've already talked about, but the costs weren't very high either.
Okay.
So,
well,
that's true.
Does make a lot of sense.
That's true.
So Sebastian, the home front. Sebastian. I actually knew that home.
Yes, you did, because you didn't live too far from it at one point in time.
Yes, I remember little sister Shauna and I would go out, and it really was just a walk away from where we lived. It was up a steep hill, but
we could get
there.
It was easy going home.
Right.
Quick.
And he had that home immaculate. At all times.
And that was the gathering place in high school. I talked about those previously in one of the first episodes of all the graduation parties. Well, probably one of those nights was actually at the home front playing pool out in that huge room that had a pool table. The pool table looked small in that room, and it was a full-size table. But Mom and Dad would love it. Because they could kind of hear talking through the air conditioning vents, heating vents, not necessarily hear the conversations, but they would know my kids are at home, they're having a good time, and their friends are with them, and they're having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a blast. It's interesting who's played there, played pool there. A fellow named Jimmy Webb, By the Time I Get to Phoenix.
Yes.
He wrote that song, and he played pool there He was a good friend of my brother John's best friend
really?
At the time. So yeah, Jimmy would come up and hang out. And
that's cool.
So yeah, it's a special time to remember back to.
Yes. And that home was in your family a long time.
A long time. Yeah.
How long did your daddy live there?
You know, I think I've lost track of some of that. But yes, for a long time.
Long time. Love it.
Yeah. Beautiful. It had a beautiful view of the Riverside Valley territory. So it was a special place to grow up in.
Love it. You are listening to The Crossroads Diaries, a 19-year-old's Vietnam journey by author, narrator, and host Tom Center, along with co-host Cheryl Chambers. You can find The Crossroads Diaries, a 19-year-old's Vietnam journey on Amazon, Walmart, and Barnes & Noble. You can also follow Tom on Facebook at Thomas Center on Facebook.